When Taylor Swift announced stops for the Asian leg of her Eras tour, the Philippines was not on the list. The move devastated Swifties there, but Filipinos aren't letting it get them down for too long. They say they actually have the next best thing. From Manila, NPR's Ashley Westerman has the story on how another Taylor has helped fill the void.
It's Saturday night at Brooklyn Warehouse, a concert space in Sampaloc, a district in Metro Manila. Hundreds of Swifties, the shorthand for fans of Taylor Swift, have packed in here for a Taylor concert. But it's not Taylor Swift they're here to see. As Taylor Sheesh takes the stage, she struts, twirls, and throws her hands up, just like the real Taylor. Blonde wig, makeup, and costume, all on point. If you had to guess by the enthusiasm of the crowd, this could have been an actual Taylor Swift concert. Taylor Sheesh is the drag persona of 28-year-old Mac Coronel from Manila, who has been impersonating Taylor Swift in a mini Eras tour across the country in a bid to convince the real pop superstar to come perform in the Philippines. A few days before, while backstage preparing for a different concert, Coronel told NPR via Zoom that it can take hours to get into character.
If ever there's a big production, it will take like 1 to 2 weeks. Because I need to practice the choreos, the costumes, and her makeup, and also the wig. So I'm trying to get like 90% accurate.
And it's working. In the last months, Taylor Sheesh has blown up on social media. Now she's filling event spaces to the brim with her concerts, all which involve lip-syncing a medley of carefully edited Taylor Swift songs. Coronel says it's sad that the real Taylor Swift isn't coming to the Philippines.
So we're trying to get her attention because Philippines is a Taylor Nation country.
And there's evidence of that. For years, Taylor Swift has been among the most streamed artists in the Philippines. Last year, according to Spotify, she was number one. Meanwhile, Klook Travel Agency says the Philippines has purchased the most packages to see Taylor Swift perform in Singapore next year. These packages, which come with 2 concert tickets and a hotel room, cost the equivalent of hundreds of US dollars. When you ask Filipinos why they think Taylor Swift isn't coming to the Philippines, a couple of issues keep coming up. Ariana Estrella was first in line to get into Saturday's Taylor Sheesh concert.
I read that it was about bidding, right? And Singapore was able to bid for Taylor Swift. And I don't think Philippines can do that.
Aliana Mariano thinks it has to do with the Philippines' lack of big concert infrastructure.
Most of the tours in U.S. is in stadiums and open air. Here, we don't have that capacity of venue just like in the U.S.
Indeed, available capital is one of the main factors that goes into luring a big-name artist to perform in a country, says Peter Delantar, president of Insignia Presents, a Manila-based concert promoter and events company. For example, artist fees can be a huge expense, he says.
Those artist fees, sometimes the flights have to be on top, accommodations, production, and everything else in between in terms of mounting an event. Also, there's the venue, which is very important.
The Philippines only has a few arenas, built primarily for just Philippine professional and college basketball. And the only ones conveniently located cannot hold more than 10 to 12,000 people, he says.
I feel like there's a lot more artists now that are able to sell 10,000 plus tickets, right? Infrastructure-wise, we haven't been able to catch up.
So if anything, Filipinos appear to be blaming themselves. Swiftie Nika Cel-Benitez is very forgiving of Taylor Swift. She says a fun night out with friends seeing Taylor's greatest Filipino impersonator will have to do for now.
It's okay. Maybe there will be a next time that she'll be coming here.
And with Taylor Sheesh filling the void in concert-hungry Swifties' hearts here, there appears to be no bad blood between the Philippines and Taylor Swift for now. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Manila.